Of the Movie Movie Podcast. I'm Tiggs. With me, as always, is Peter, Alex, and Russ. How are you guys doing?
Hey. What's going on?
Me? Oh, not too much. I just saw The Raven. What about you guys?
We all saw The Raven.
The Raven, seeing The Raven was our homework. Tiggs.
I like to feel like The Raven saw me.
Did it?
Deep into my soul and pulled it out and peed all over it.
When we first said, let's start doing a podcast, I thought it would be awesome because we could talk about movies we like. I never thought about the fact that we'd have to talk about movies we hate.
Well, we don't have to.
We don't have to.
That's the saddest part about this.
We're already here.
No one told us to pay $14 to see The Raven. Which, okay, let's start this off.
Yeah.
The movie starts off with, it says on screen, on October blah, 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 Edgar Allan Poe was found on a park bench in Baltimore, half dead. Very little is known about the last 3 days. So this movie is about a very highly publicized murder mystery.
Yeah.
In which he wrote an article every single day.
But no one has any idea what happened.
No one was shrouded in mystery.
From the director of V for Vendetta.
Yeah.
The Invasion and Ninja Assassin.
Well, he came on The Invasion, he finished The Invasion.
Oh, he finished The Invasion.
That movie took forever.
That was
Downfall.
That was a downfall for that guy.
Did you see The Invasion?
I did with you. It was a third movie we saw in a day.
Needless to say, they a lot of the ads for it were from the director of V for Vendetta. I'm you can't really do that when every other movie you've made was bullshit.
Yeah.
You've made three movies and two of them are
assistant
horrible.
Director on Street Fighter.
Oh.
Shut up.
I redeemed.
All right, never mind.
End of the Beast.
Well, I guess
Peter Benchley is the Beast. Does everyone remember that about the
with
giant
Craig
squid?
T. Nelson? Yes.
That was a USA movie.
It was.
Yes.
Well, I guess for people that don't know the premise of The Raven, it's
the poem or the film? What are you talking about?
The film that we saw. It's imagine Castle, but with Edgar Allan Poe.
Ooh, nicely done.
That was good.
Nicely done.
People do
for
watch
everyone
that.
Who's never heard of the show Castle.
Yeah.
It wins its time slot.
Does it?
A lot.
I haven't actually
I've reached out to people.
Right?
No, it's Monday night after Dancing with the Stars, so people just don't change the channel.
Oh, you mean old people fall asleep?
Yeah.
They're too excited from all that dancing. They're practicing the moves, and they do it to Nathan Fillion's voice.
Just pass out.
I'm actually pretty into that.
That wouldn't be too bad. That does sound pretty good right now.
This movie, okay, but
the way you were describing it before, you were talking about all the old
movies. Oh yeah, this movie feels like it's 15 years too late. I might be off on the time, but if you remember, after Seven came out, everything was about a killer, Bone Collector, The Watcher, it was all the blank. It was so many of those movies.
The White Stripes, the Alex Cross movies.
Kiss the Girls.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Ashley Judd did.
Yes.
But once Ashley Judd jumped in, it all turned out to be about women fighting for innocence. And then it became Eli Roth changed it to women being horribly butchered.
Yes. As it should have been.
The one thing I do have to say is I'm glad they didn't modernize it. It was I'm Eddie Poe, and I'm looking for my girlfriend.
Eddie Poe.
I'm blogger Eddie Poe.
they didn't have any future tech, the weird stuff that Tim Burton did.
But he was called Eddie a couple times during the movie.
Was he?
Yeah, the newspaper. Yeah.
Oh,
newspaper man.
Yeah.
I mean, one of my problems with the movie, I have several.
I have a million.
One of my issues was it took itself super seriously.
It did.
But
I'm don't you know your bullshit? how did this movie not know what it was?
I think it had to be.
But yeah, I think that I guess when you're dealing with some gothic, you couldn't make that's why the attempts at humor in it felt so weird that
I laughed
know.
So fucking hard. I laughed throughout that movie.
Well, if you're saying that that was the issue, I have the solution. Put Nicolas Cage in that movie.
Yeah.
Oh my god.
That
was
great.
That was this movie was John Cusack as Nicolas Cage as Edgar Allan Poe. Yeah. But he played Edgar Allan Poe really well, but he missed out on a lot of the Nicolas Cage nuances.
Yes. Like, if that movie had the Cage nuance that we've all come to know and love, we could have had, like, a new Wicker Man.
But, like...
I don't know what you mean by that.
No,
did you see the Wicker Man?
I didn't see the Wicker Man.
That movie was dog balls.
Yes.
Like, but it was at least a funny movie.
Okay, I see.
Like, this ended up being boring.
Well, it was so funny the times that they tried to make him, like, weird and quirky, and, like, when they tried to, like, put him in, like, town interacting with people... Because it was just so, like, inconsistent in the sense that, like, no one knows who you are or cares. Oh, I got this actually this big gig in front of all these rich people. And they're like, yeah, no one recognizes you. Yeah. And
I
teach
high society women poetry.
That was a weird scene.
It was really weird. They were all, like, hot on him.
Yeah.
They said the first 20 minutes Fanning was, like, himself. No one in the world likes Edgar Allan Poe.
And then it's just like...
You know, everyone in the world likes Edgar Allan Poe.
To be fair...
Including Alice Eve.
Yeah.
Who I thought looked like the girl from High Fidelity, who ended up becoming a movie reviewer.
That was his first girlfriend, right?
Yeah.
No, first girlfriend's like a Mary. This is the one who would never let her fill you up.
It was... That would be great if they actually...
I would have... That's why I love that movie first, and then Pete checked it while in the movie, and it was not, and I totally lost it.
He had to go visit all of his poems to see why they killed people.
It was... Because one of the things that I was saying, like, it's like those other movies, because... It assume that you know, like, what this killer's all about already, because the head cop, after maybe the second crime, he sends something to Edgar, he turns around, this killer's methodical. How the fuck do you make that statement? This man has killed three people at this time, two murders, and you've already been like, oh, this man is methodical, he would have planned ahead, blah, blah, blah. Like, you have nothing, the only basis you have of saying that is the 10 movies the writer saw about this same sort of plot, about a killer fucking with someone.
Yeah. I also like he was super serious, the head cop.
To an almost comical
degree.
He was hiding a British accent, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Trying the whole time. Desperately hard to.
Edgar Allan Poe hates the glasses that he drinks out of, apparently.
Yeah, the first time he drinks
everything. It was just ridiculous.
But he's got a raccoon sidekick.
That was amazing.
Because when did they try turning him into Johnny Depp's Willy Wonka occasionally? Because, like, those are the times where, like, oh, he's just eating a human heart. Like, hmm.
Yeah, I like your introduction to Edgar Allan Poe is a bunch of, well, other than, like, the first scene that's, like, flashes to the end of the movie. Is a bunch of ravens feasting on a dead cat, and then he walks up and he's like, ooh, mumbles to himself in Latin, and then, like, pokes it with a pen, and he's like, with kittens.
Yeah.
And then, drunk. Drunk in the very next scene. He's in a bar, smashing glasses, drunk. Incredible.
Just like Edgar Allan Poe.
Did anybody notice that the bartender was Bates from Downton Abbey?
Yeah. Oh, so the entire time, it was like, when the killer was, spoiler alert, it's not Bates. Whenever you would hear the killer's voice or see the killer's eyes, it's like, Bates, is that you? Bates? Don't be the killer, Bates.
I don't like Bates, but that's a whole other issue. But it was still nice to see him.
You don't have enough time for me to yell at you about
him. All right, guys.
No, we're not going to go there.
We don't. Well, we do, but we're just not going to do it.
I'll just say it right now. Fuck Bates. Moving right along.
I still have not seen Downton Abbey.
How is he allowed to say that?
He's not.
Wait, you got? I still haven't seen Downton Abbey.
I've only watched the first.
It's really good.
Bates is incredible. Moving on.
No, he's not.
Yeah. All right. This is.
No, I want to hear this. I want to hear these arguments. Let's go. Come on. Bates versus not Bates.
But I don't want to. You haven't seen it yet. I don't want to spoil it.
Bates versus Norman Bates. Let's do it.
I would take Norman. I mean, in a fight? I don't even know who this Bates guy is, but I'm taking Norman
you
Bates.
You won't like him.
Okay. What?
So you're on Norman Bates.
Yes.
He's fucking paragon. He's just... Never. No, we're not doing this.
We're not doing this.
We're here to talk about the Raven.
We can block this later on during the week.
And we will. So you can look for that on moviemoviepodcast.com.
At one point, the killer captures Edgar Allan Poe's girlfriend for some reason.
Inexplicably.
No. You were looking at your phone when that happened. Edgar Allan Poe. Because
it's boring.
Because it was very boring, and I had just made that comment about High Fidelity, and you were looking at
that. Is that right? Because I swear, I was watching it, and like the horse jumps in, and then Edgar Allan Poe's like dancing with her, and they move away, and then the next scene, the dude's like, he has my daughter. I was like, when did he take your daughter?
It was very, yeah.
It was fast.
he's good. He's methodical, right?
The best, one of my...
Killer's methodical.
One of the lines that made me burst out laughing was like they're splitting up to look for her in these sewers, and they go, all right, when I blow my whistle, we all scream, and then that's the head cop saying that, and then it goes to Ed, you're going, Emily. Why couldn't he say like, oh, I blow my whistle, we'll all scream out her name, Emily. All
right, and then cool. We'll wait 10 seconds for any
dramatic
noise.
Effect. Yeah,
and then if you hear anything. Blow your whistle.
And then it just cuts to like Edgar Allan Poe just destroying every wall that he comes across.
He hated walls in that scene.
He did
and
not like walls.
Think about that. And they're in the sewers and they're like crashing the wall down. And then maybe I missed something again. And 2 seconds later, the cop's chasing the killer. When did he find
I
that?
Know, I don't know.
Because he was like, the killer's like, what's going on down here? Yeah. Oh, shit.
My methodicalness.
Did anybody notice how many bad things they had to say about critics in this movie? Like, they...
Yeah.
Why are you doing this? I'm a critic!
It's like, oh, he just does criticism, you know, that doesn't really matter. Like, there's so many times we're just like, we don't give a fuck what the critics say about our movie, and thank God they did not, because somebody would be crying.
Isn't it weird that the only people who say, I don't give a fuck what the critics say, make horrible trash?
Yes.
Yeah.
Eli Roth said that once, I think.
Thank you for supporting.
I like Hostile One.
It's okay.
You would.
I was a bigger fan of Taristas. Go home. Van Casa.
That was only Eli Roth produced. When Eli Roth was like, I can be Quentin Tarantino with this genre.
Nope.
And it
nope.
didn't work out. Did not and then work. Robert Rodriguez is like, fuck you, I'll do this.
I'll do it, yeah. Like, this has been me for a long time.
And then Luc Besson was just like, oh, merci beaucoup, one moment. And then, you know what I mean.
And then you can just find all the rest of that on our Lockout podcast from last week.
One of the things I liked about...
Liked?
Yeah.
No, okay. One of the things I would like to joke about is in the ballroom
Please,
scene.
Please initiate goof.
They're at a masquerade party, and Edgar, Emily, Edgar's assumed, like, fiancé kind of, like, is... talking to this other woman, and Edgar goes to dance with her, and she like casually glances at him like, I'm sorry, I'm waiting for someone. You're at a masquerade ball. You should probably look at the person for more than 4 seconds before you'd be like, oh, you're not the person I know. Yeah. They're wearing a mask. Also, Edgar Allan Poe was the only one throughout the entire movie with that hairstyle.
Yep.
A lot of other characters had the same hairstyles, but it was like, we need to make sure people that know that this is Edgar Allan Poe. And everyone knows that hair, right? That sweet hair.
That's where the hairline starts.
Yeah.
far back.
She just glances and goes, oh, I'm waiting for someone. You're a fucking masquerade ball.
That opening scene ending scene, spoiler, where John Cusack is on the bench and he kind of looks up. Like that, he looked a lot like all those caricatures of Edgar Allan Poe that I've seen throughout the years, where it's just like a drawing of a giant head. Like that was that was dead on.
Was he in Clone High?
Poe? I don't think so.
Maybe in the periphery.
Not as a main or secondary character.
Right there, that is enough for me to go back and watch all of Clone High.
It's
all on YouTube.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Show was great.
I've got the DVDs imported from Canada.
I was about to say, how'd you get them? Because MTV never finished airing that fucking show.
Oh, but that's such a good show.
It was great.
Oh, that's really good.
The Raisins episode. We could just talk about... You guys want to talk about Clone High for a little while?
Yeah, better than The Raven.
There's a ton of things that are better than that.
So, I guess we're opening up to spoilers, so...
Spoiler alert.
It ended up being, very obviously, like, the assistant at the...
Poe's biggest fan.
He's the only guy that gave him a drink. That's why I knew
is that... Oh, okay, yeah.
See,
I remember
like,
this.
Yeah.
There was, like, really crappy red herrings through the entire film.
Even somebody who was dressed all in red.
Yeah, no. And then the point of when he's at his fiancée's house, and the butler for the rich guy comes up, and they zoom in on his giant hand, and you're like, oh, he's got a giant hand! It's gotta be him! And then shoulders.
That was the thing. It was like, let me measure your hands.
Yeah, what was up with that?
Because he like measured how like big like the like the diameter or whatever the like strangle thing is. What I was trying to say was, as far as this guy worked at the newspaper like full time, it seemed like these were pretty time intensive things and like research. Like a lot of things had to be done to set up everything.
And his job was a typesetter. And in those days, that job took a very long time.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm just saying that, like, I think he maybe should have had help.
Also, well, something that bothered me about it is that it seemed like, spoiler alert, once again, he was, like, hiding her under the building.
Yeah.
But it seemed like when everyone would go to the... To the newspaper place, they would go upstairs, like they were on the second floor, but then there was like catacombs starting on the second floor.
Also, like,
yeah, that was, yeah.
Also, how did, like, Poe had to like rip up everything to like get to the trap door to open it up. So, like,
while being poisoned,
was this guy ripping up the floor and then putting it back together?
Yeah.
In a word, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
He was there late. That's why, yeah.
Oh, well, I guess because typesetting being such a time-intensive job was.
Yeah.
All right, one cool thing, I thought at least one of the final deaths where, like, the hands were severed from the body and there was a note there, I thought that was kind of a cool thing.
But then the lantern smoking way too much was
that was weird. That was weird.
Also, how awesome was the final shot? Ink shattering the screen!
Oh, my God!
me and Tim first got lantern.
I don't remember. I must have just blocked it out.
Because they seemed, as you said, like, they tried to update it all. It was, like, very, like, you know, nothing weird. It was, like,
there was weird slow motion, which didn't make sense.
Yeah. And bullet time once for 3 seconds.
Because it seemed like the movie thought it could have potentially been in 3D at some point.
Right, yes.
So
they're
like, yeah,
yes,
people,
right.
The tracking for this movie is going to be crazy. You might have to upconvert this to 3D. It's going to be huge.
And when they, like, said it out loud, everyone was like, no one cares. Like, oh, we're just going to keep it in 2D.
All right, we'll just keep it how it is.
You got to think halfway through production, we're like, wait, they're making a movie about Abraham Lincoln, and he actually fights people? And like, this is like an action movie, right? Oh, balls.
Oh, yeah. Has anybody, like, seen... that trailer probably played before.
Yeah.
No, it didn't.
No, it didn't play for us.
I've seen the trailer now, like, 3 or 4 times in the movies. Oh, yeah. And one of the most awesome things about watching that trailer with people is, like, you know it's Abraham Lincoln the whole time.
Yeah.
But the second it says, like, Abraham Lincoln, Vampire Hunter, people lose their shit. Some of them are, like, surprised. Other people are, like, rolling on the floor, like, laughing.
Yeah, it's one of those things that
it's
in the first 4 seconds, you know what it is, because we're much smarter than a lot of other people.
Throw that out there.
They're like,
alienate the audience.
No, but we're a bit more. We know that this book exists and it's been turned into a movie for a very long time. And so the first 4 seconds, I'm already groaning because I think it looks like shit. I think it's a dumb. I hate those type of books.
Yep.
Yeah.
But then other people are like, ooh, what's this? Wait,
I'm like, didn't you know? Like, it's fucking Abraham Lincoln. How didn't you know
that? So I even got that obligatory, like, the obligatory phone call from my dad. I was like, ooh, did you hear that they're making some movie?
Vampire
Hunter. And I'm like, yeah, Dad, I know. He's like, I know you read that Pride and Prejudice and Zombies, and I still don't have the heart to tell him that I hated that book.
Did he give it to you?
I actually like Pride and Prejudice better than Pride and Prejudice and Zombies.
Really?
Because it's literally Pride and Prejudice just with zombies in it.
Yeah. So the Raven with Edgar Allan Poe, that wasn't too great. Guys,
with John Cusack?
Yeah, no, but I'm saying with John Cusack as Edgar Allan Poe. So
just hold on for a second. Yeah. Ewan McGregor and Jeremy Renner were originally attached to star, but dropped out.
Wow.
Ewan McGregor as Poe and Jeremy Renner as Poe? Fields.
Oh, I don't think his head's big enough.
Yeah.
No, yeah, exactly, right?
Yeah.
Joaquin Phoenix was at one point in negotiations.
Oh, I would have seen the shit out of that.
Together with Jeremy Renner, but then Renner,
but then Renner got,
did,
like,
Mission Impossible.
Everything.
Yeah. And decided to go with that instead.
So, guys, what other authors would we like to see people kill based on their works?
Maybe besides Jules Verne, which
they almost set
it up at the end.
Yeah, set up a sequel with
Jules Verne. We found this guy 20,000 leagues under the sea.
Damn it.
What are we going to do, Jules?
Have been all over that though. I mean,
this man seems to have been eaten by some sort of dinosaur. these murders are from my stories.
HG, this guy was sent back into a forward in time. How are we gonna stop it?
He looks like he was pushed out of a time machine while it was flowing through the time vortex.
Yeah.
I would like.
I mean, I would say Philip K. Dick, but they've already been movies already, so what's even the point of doing that?
True.
Yeah.
I mean, H.P. Lovecraft, yeah, but his was just all monster stuff.
Right? I know they've done, like, Lovecraft books and that.
Yeah. There's a lot of Lovecraft inspired stuff. Lovecraftian. Yeah. What about Dr. Seuss? They hopped on Pop to death.
So sad the way they hopped on Pop.
We found a dead body. What does it have to do with me? Well, he had a piece of toast next to him, and the butter side was down.
That would actually be pretty awesome.
They carved a star into his belly.
That would be awesome.
Yes, I would see that.
Those green eggs look familiar.
His crime is familiar.
His stomach is filled with green eggs and ham.
Okay. And his name would be Sam I Am or whatever.
Yeah,
they would kill him in like they would put a cat inside of like a metal hat and then put a torch on the hat so the cat would like claw into his head. Fuck yes.
That is dark.
Yeah, it's really dark.
Like Bram tortured him. It was just in the last week's episode of Game of Thrones. Like they put the rat in the bucket.
I didn't see it.
I haven't seen any.
I fell asleep on it last night. I was like, I'm driving to watch Game of Thrones, and I
fell. You fell asleep during Game of Thrones? That would probably mean you jerked off before watching it.
It's usually just
you start watching the show, and there's things that are gonna keep you up.
Boo.
You had a good theme song, but I think that kind of takes a little bit right there.
Lost a lot of that goodwill.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Alex never did. Low too soon.
So, what other authors then? What do you think? Alex, haven't heard from you.
He gave us Dr. Seuss.
No, yeah, I just thought of the best ideas for
him. Oh, okay. Yeah.
What about like a Dave Eggers?
Oh, that would just be, I wouldn't even know what would happen.
Yeah.
What about Beverly Cleary?
Yeah.
I was just Ramona.
Dave Eggers, there's this show really where a kid just crying because his family doesn't understand him.
It's like there's freckles painted on someone's face that was just murdered.
Whoever wrote Amelia Bedelia.
Ooh.
Like a Judy, Judy Bloom.
Judy Bloom, yeah.
Oh, is that Judy Bloom? I don't know.
No, I don't think it was.
But like this kid was killed by Super Fudge.
Wait, who wrote The Giving Tree? Was that Shel Silverstein?
No.
Shel Silverstein would have some fucked up
murders. That would just be some fucked up murder.
Was a no good, horrible.
Alexander the No Good, Rotten,
Horrible. No, it's No Good Day is the End.
Yeah. It's Rotten.
Horrible, no, Rotten, whatever.
Don't even. Yeah. Let's not bother.
I love how we set up today to podcast with two iPads to fact check, and no one's clear. Like, I don't care what the name of this story
is. I'm sticking on IMDb.
No, I don't want it. I don't want it.
I'm staying on IMDb.
Speaking of jerking off.
Okay.
One of the things I liked about The Raven, and I did like one thing, was that there, like Alcide's boobs are pretty cool.
Yeah, they were.
Like there was one point where there was a tight shot on them for no good reason.
When she was like clawing herself out.
When she was clawing out of the.
When he was like he was undoing her thing,
and then it's just like a tight close up shot for no reason.
Yeah, but yeah, when she was crawling out of the grave, like it was literally just like, okay, tit's about to pop out. Alice, you should probably chain. Oh, okay. Oh, tit. Nope.
Keep it going. Keep
old time corsets.
I like she kill build her way out.
Yes.
Which we were talking.
That would have been sick in 3D.
Yeah. That was definitely the 3D shot that they were hoping for that point. Oh yeah.
So this movie could have been a romantic comedy too, with him like playing. I like messing with people that don't like me, so I'm gonna play tricks on your father.
And then Tilly agrees to let me marry thee.
Yeah.
There was sure.
It's
super uneven.
Yeah.
Oh man, she's gonna be in Men in Black 3. Alice,
she plays. We're seeing that. She's young, the new voice of the dog that's got the universe.
Really?
No.
What?
Is she young Emma Thompson?
She is young Agent O.
Oh yeah, she's young Emma Thompson.
Oh wow.
Yeah right. Emma
and
Thompson.
They've confirmed Justin Bieber is an alien.
Yes.
Well, the second one. Well, the first one was Michael Jackson was an alien, and then the second one they had a ton of people. Or no,
they mentioned Michael Jackson.
You see him in the second.
Yeah.
One. Elvis didn't die. Just went home.
What?
Remember in the car, he's like, Tommy Lee Jones is like, Elvis isn't dead. He just went home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It's my best time. I don't do a good Tommy Lee Jones.
No, you don't.
No,
you definitely don't.
Josh Brolin does a great Tommy Lee
Jones. Now, do your Josh Brolin.
Yeah, do your Josh Brolin as Tommy Lee Jones. That was pretty good.
Yeah,
excellent.
Wow.
I froze.
Whew.
How do you know my name?
That was pretty awful.
No, yeah, I mean, that movie's going to...
to see it.
We're going to see that movie.
We have to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Before we do this, we have to get high. Oh, I mean, come on. No, I mean really high.
Like, no one would say that. Just be like, oh, before we do this, we have to probably go up to, like, the top of a building because we need...
Yeah, it would be much easier just to describe it that way instead of saying, get high. Like,
it's like if you're writing a movie for Will Smith to star in, you have to think of normal things for him to do, but slightly tweak them so while he does them, he can go, ah!
Or like, oh, hell no.
Yeah, I was about to say, or he'd say, hell no.
So anybody seen any other movies this week besides Raven?
Oh, you too.
Boom. Yeah, we did. We saw Safe.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Tiggs and I.
That was pretty good.
I thought it was kind of mediocre for Jason Statham movie.
Okay. I can see that.
Does he win?
Yeah.
Of course he wins.
Yeah, but is she safe?
Oh, but I mean, that's questionable. What does safe pertain to?
Wow, now it sounds like I have to see this.
What are the numbers?
There's so many safes in that.
Oh, yeah. So safe is like a play on words.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Not only do they have to keep her safe, but there's a safe.
Mm-hmm. There's multiple safes.
But I like, there's like... three, like, mini twists as far as, like, Jason Statham's background.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
He's like a cage fighter for, like, 5 seconds.
What?
And,
Oh,
and
no, yeah, he's like, fighting, like, the first time you see him, it's, like, a cage
match
in the Meadowlands.
You actually don't see him fight. You just see him standing like he's about to fight
and then,
in a cage.
And then, like, then it cuts to, like, the hospital, and there's the other guy there in a full body cast.
Really?
And then they're like... like, all these, like, Russian guys come to get him, and they off-screen kill his wife.
Yeah, he walks into the wife's already dead, and then they make mention to it. They never show the dead body anywhere, but they're just like, looks like she was carrying.
So, sequel? Like, she comes back?
You think so?
Statham
movies always have sequels, no matter what.
James Hong was great. I always love James Hong in anything he does. That's why I went home and watched Big Trouble Little China right afterwards last night.
But then, like, they're like, you're a garbage man, and then it turns out... he was really a cop.
But then it turns out that he was like...
That's in the trailer.
But then
he was a cop.
Oh, no, it
was? Yeah, that was in the trailer.
But then it turns out he was a secret cop.
Luke Wright.
And then it turns
you
out like...
the toughest cop in New York City?
But then it's just like... then at one point they're explaining...
Is that a real
like,
title? Like the toughest cop in New York City?
You, that's
because I would become a cop
just to
become
be
the toughest
Luke
cop.
Luke Wright.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because everyone else is wrong.
Exactly. And then wasn't it like at one point you don't even know anything about Luke Wright, like we hired him from like an overseas army in order to get him in here after 9/11 to keep order in the streets.
He was a secret cop that would kill bad guys so the regular cops
didn't
have
to deal
with
them. They were going through it was like, you remember all these things that you did? Luke Wright was the one who did all of it.
What?
You're not making this movie sound mediocre at all.
Yeah, this movie sounds amazing.
I did not say mediocre.
That one my favorite was. I thought that like it didn't have a lot of like the funness of
how many Jason Statham sidekicks would you give it?
I would give it 3 out of 5.
Yeah, I give it a good 3.5, 4. It's good. It starts off
he does protect someone
girl.
In a car.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, that was the when he like. He's driving really fast, like, gets the girl in the car, he hits the brakes, reaches over, grabs the seatbelts the girl into the car, and then, like, takes off and then hits the guy, then he just ran over.
And now that girl's traumatized.
Did he say
she's already seen a lot of people die at that point.
See, but I want to know, like, what
but they
is going
use,
through
but
her
But they use,
now.
Like, the girl for, like, so, like, they don't have, like, a...
numbers courier.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, like, they don't have, like, anything electronically.
It's ridiculous.
It was... like, they're literally walking down the street asking the girl, like, how much money did they make last month? And she'll just tell
them. Use a calculator.
I like because she sounds like an analog version of Johnny Mnemonic.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're just not there yet.
Almost.
We're just not there yet.
We will
why
be,
didn't
eventually.
They just, like, you like calculators don't,
like,
you don't need a computer with internet.
Because James Hong is old school in this movie, and he doesn't like doing things new.
Oh, yeah, old school Chinese when you use autistic children.
She wasn't autistic.
Wasn't she?
No.
Right, maybe.
Thank you. I don't have to see Mercury Rising again to tell you what this movie was about.
Well played.
Mercury Rising
plus
transport.
Yeah, pretty much.
But with a dash of shoot 'em up.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah,
yeah. It starts off. It's not as funny as Shoot 'Em Up, though. Like that's the problem.
That's the thing. Like they again. That's what, like my problem is. Like they played down the, like the wackiness of Jason Statham. Like, he didn't kill people in funny ways, really.
No. But, I mean, but it was, like, literally, he is about to kill himself by throwing himself onto train tracks, and then he sees the girl walk into the subway, and he's like, all right, I don't want to kill myself in front of this little girl. And then he notices all the Russians that are there, and then he's like, oh, I gotta fucking go save
the film begins with his potential suicide?
That's like, yeah, 10 like minutes. 20
minutes. There's actually a lot before Jason Statham starts transporting anyone.
Yeah, it's... Fairness. It starts off with the girl walking onto the subway platform, and then it cuts to a year before. And you're just like, oh, all right, here comes the backstory.
Yeah. Yeah. That's necessary.
Pretty much, I have to say that, like, there's a high body count in this movie.
Oh, yes, there is. People are just dying left and right. It is.
And, like, but, like, there's, like, so many, like, corrupt cops, and they do a really bad job of, like, covering up for themselves. Like, you still have to, like, there's still, like, we still have 300 people that get murdered, like, throughout all these places in New York City. Like, you guys should at least pretend to do something.
No, no, not even a single thing.
There's six detectives in New York, and they're all bad, and they're all just faking
Jason Statham brought them all down. Oh, remember the first scene with all the cops, and they're, like, they're kicking Jason Statham, and the one guy's like, we used to be kings!
Yes. Yes.
But yeah, it's still a lot of.
I had a lot of fun. But you were not drinking during. But you saw it at like 11 a.m.
I saw like 11 a.m.
I did a drinking game.
Oh, you couldn't drink?
I just didn't have time.
I brought a flask in, dropped it into a soda, and then I drank every time they said the word kill or number. Which is a lot.
So you're still drunk right now.
But yeah, I mean, it is part of the genre that is Jason Statham movies.
Yes.
So, and you would rate it towards, would you say it's middle of the road for Statham?
Middle of the road.
I've recently watched Transporter 3, and it doesn't really hold up as much. The first two are much better.
I love Transporter 2.
Oh, Transporter 2 is terrible.
That, I'd say, is the bottom of Statham.
Death Race?
No, there's got to be lower than that.
Has anybody seen Blitz?
Yes, I have.
How is it?
No, it's a cop.
I hear it's like more drama than action.
Yeah, it's more drama. Okay. And really? The only thing, because it's like Paddy Constantine's in it, and the dude that plays Littlefinger in Game of Thrones, like all good actors, but it's awful.
How does Jason Statham like do in a drama? Not well?
I haven't seen Blitz.
What? Peter?
How can he have like a serious emotional moment without resorting to
like
kicking the shit out of someone?
Like, because most of his lines are delivered after he kills someone.
Yeah.
Or before he kills someone.
My roommate's girlfriend was being annoyed. She's like, it's only a matter of time before Jason Statham turns up in some, like, British period piece, guys. She's like, all British actors do them. I was like,
Evelyn said this?
Shut up, yeah.
We're gonna, all right. We're
he'll, like, strangle Queen Victoria with, like, curtains or something like that, like...
Oh,
that would be awesome.
Yeah.
That would, holy shit. Did anybody else hear that? Anybody, whoever is listening to this podcast right now, make that fucking movie.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, I posted the new Statham movie that he's working on called Hummingbird. Did any of you guys read that article?
I've read it. Refresh my mem.
Statham's back.
Yeah, yeah. The premise is, it was like a war veteran is returning back to try to like recreate his life as like a high society Londoner until his girlfriend's murdered.
Yes.
Okay.
See, that's what they should do with all Statham movies. Like, if you want to like try to take him out of his element, make him like a school teacher at a school, and then a kid gets murdered.
Yeah.
And then make it a Statham movie.
Ladies out there, never date Jason Statham. You'll get killed.
Because, first of all, I love this because of the plot summary is ridiculous. But the best is the top billed cast is as follows. Jason Statham without a character name.
Yeah.
Cool.
Oh, yeah. Don't need
incredible.
It.
Incredible. The next is Benedict Wong as Mr. Choi.
I don't trust that guy.
I don't trust him either.
I don't know what it is.
And it's not my racism. I just don't trust
him. His girlfriend just has a first name, Tracy.
She's dead.
Yep.
Which, it's just literally, he's just going to be yelling about Tracy.
I wonder if it's a flashback death or we get to see it.
Once again, this is the top build cast. So we've gone from Jason Statham to two unknowns, and then the fourth top build is a man who plays the title character of Chinese assassin.
Mr. Jason Wong.
Assassin. You have three. Your top build cast is so far three characters that doesn't have a name, Mr. Choi, a first name, and then already you're into the Chinese assassin.
Guys, look out for Lee Nicholas Harris as meat market manager.
Do you see passerby?
Sandy Scanelli. Yeah. Damn it. Ooh, Andrew Ellis does his great job as football thug.
He better be careful because this could be one of his direct-to-videos and not, like, actual come out in theater.
Which direct-to-video does he have?
Princess
direct-to-video. I hope he's not.
Killer Elite, was that direct? Or?
No,
that was just in theaters for 4 seconds.
My big problem with Killer Elite is, like, if it's a state of the movie, so, oh, this could be direct-to-video, it could be fun. But then De Niro's in it. It was like, well, this could just be fun or direct-to-video still because De Niro's been doing shit.
Yeah.
But then there's something about the addition of Clive Owen. There's like, wow, this movie has to be legit now because Clive Owen doesn't do a lot anymore.
No. He doesn't.
I don't think it was like the international was like roles? One of the last movies he's done, like big movies he's done. Like the Evil Bank movie.
Bad Bank.
Remember
Bad
Bank? We just called the Evil Bank.
And then before that was like the...
Children of Men.
No, well, then he had the spy one with Julia Roberts.
Whoa. Was that?
He's got Words and Pictures coming out in 2014. Jesus Christ. Recall? That's not Total Recall. Killer Elite, Trust, The Boys Are Back, Duplicity? That's right.
Duplicity,
that's it.
Oh, The International.
International was the Evil Bank movie.
Yeah, okay.
I thought Inside...
Elizabeth the Golden.
He's also an Inside Job, which is... He's the bad guy.
He was in The Pink
Panther.
He's
playing Ernest Hemingway? Did you say that?
I don't think so.
Hemingway and Gellhorn. Oh, that's a buddy cop movie if I've ever heard one.
Hemingway,
Gellhorn, get in here.
That would be awesome.
Take that shotgun out of your mouth.
he's been doing a decent amount.
Yeah,
nothing's really hitting.
Nothing's hitting.
He doesn't have a franchise.
Like the thing after that's Closer exactly. came out, he was like, everyone wanted Clive Owen.
Including me.
Yeah. I'm on that list.
Still?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Still.
Shadow Dancer coming out 2012. Let's see what that's about.
Yeah.
We'll see how that is. We'll talk about it. One of the weird things.
That movie, another movie that came out this weekend was The Pirates animated
film. Yeah. I don't know one fucking thing about that.
It looks
kind of cool.
I would say, like, yeah, it's Wallace and Gromit people, and it's claymation. And, like, I would say about 3 months ago, you saw nothing but trailers in the theaters. And then. Ever since then, I've seen little to nothing about it.
I thought it was a VeggieTales movie.
Yeah.
Hugh Grant, Selma Hayek, Jeremy Piven, Martin Freeman?
Yeah, it's a big movie. It was a big movie.
Really?
Like, there was nothing
David Tennant?
One of the big things that happened is the leper scene. They got in like a lot
Anton
of trouble over
Yelchin?
The leper scene in the trailer.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
And they got to like, take it out. Yeah, like apparently there's still lepers, which lepers, that's your problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That should really
don't,
be a thing.
Don't ruin
also,
it for the rest of
how do lepers get to be able to call people to complain without their arms falling off?
Oh.
That's a bad stereotype that lepers' limbs fall off. Well, you're a fucking leper in 2012.
Get yeah. a new disease.
Seriously, yeah.
They're really
if you want to do something, start something, lepers.
Yeah. Man, they're really trying, but you know, it's a terrible, they're trying to turn, you know, lepers into social
outcasts.
Wow. That was a really terrible bit. Speaking of terrible bits, anything else we want to say on The Raven?
No, I think we should. You guys want to get some ratings about it? Or
yeah. Also, Raven, nothing about The Raven, really.
He mentions it a couple times.
Yeah, because it's his most famous work.
Yeah, and he got paid $9 for it, apparently.
Hey, people in this bar, finish this line.
I wouldn't be able, no, like, fuck you. I'm in a bar trying to get drunk. I don't need some ass clown coming in to tell me to say anything. Ever.
So, how many ass clowns would you give this movie?
I'm going to give it...
No, this movie was Bone Collector with Edgar Allan Poe, and that's it.
I give it a Telltale Heart to Half.
Yeah, I don't think I'd give it...
I give it both a pit and a pendulum.
I was about to say I was going to give it a pit and half a pendulum.
Okay.
I'm going to give it...
How many casts of Amontillado?
Oh, God. No, our red deaths. I'm going to give it one red death.
One red death?
I'm going to give it one Mask of the Red Death because Cusack was in it.
Yeah.
And I'll give it five if Nicolas Cage was in it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm wearing my Raven shirt right now.
Yeah, it's
and not like Baltimore Ravens, like this.
No, it's just the
it is
with the poem.
Yeah, it's the poem.
Which is sad, which is weird, because we're that lucky generation that knows the Raven poem so well just because of the Simpsons thing.
Yep. Did you guys go through a Poe phase
when
you
were young? Oh, yeah.
I read
it. I was different.
No?
What? You didn't, you really didn't go through a Poe phase?
I totally had one.
What the hell is a Poe phase?
You know, when you like you got just really into his stories because they were grim and gritty, but you could get them in school.
And like if you were reading them in school, people would look at you like, well, you're reading.
Wow, that kid's deep.
Yeah.
He's not like all the other boys.
You guys are weird.
Yeah. Why do you think we're doing a podcast right now about the Raven?
Like,
I stand behind my face.
Oh no, I had
it made me the man I am today.
Yeah, me too.
I can't believe you all like instantly agreed on this Poe.
No, it's a thing.
It is a thing.
Weird
Poe face.
Poe face.
Now I feel like I've missed
Poe face.
Look it up on Urban Dictionary.
Yeah,
we're a bunch of Poe boys.
I could go for Poe boy right about
now. Oh my god, I love Poe.
You still haven't given us your rating.
No, I was originally gonna give it a pit and half a penny.
Okay.
Now I feel like I have to...
that's a big rating.
To go last in this is kind of hard, because you have to do some deep Poe cuts.
Well, let me just say it this way. I will be seeing this movie nevermore.
No, that's pretty good.
Thank you.
But I was thinking, wouldn't Stephen Moffat have done this movie awesome? You think about, like, Sherlock?
Yeah, but
if he had to do it. It would just be Sherlock.
I think he wouldn't do it because it's stupid.
Yeah.
I think this whole
But movie, he would do it well.
If this was just a Sherlock Holmes movie, it would have made more fucking sense.
Sure.
Something that I read recently, I would throw this by you guys, about like the like moving forward from the Avengers. I know I don't. We should probably not talk about this because that's all we're going to talk about next week is Avengers.
3-hour podcast next week. Look forward.
Oh, God. It's going to be nuts. God. Is that someone mentions like, oh, if Marvel does not cast David Tennant as Doctor Strange at one point.
That would be
after
awesome.
After seeing him in
he was so good in Fright Night.
Yeah,
which was surprisingly entertaining.
I still see that.
Didn't see it.
I thought it was going to be bad and we saw it for free, but.
He kind of did look like Doctor Strange too in that. And Chris Angel.
Yeah. So I'll have to cast like a bigger name for the bad guy. But
so Chris Angel.
Chris Angel. That's the bad guy. Did you guys get the email I sent about the new Dax Shepard horror movie?
Yes, and I was too shocked to say anything about it or remember about it. Dax Shepard wrote and directed a horror film.
Yeah.
Right? Do we know anything about it?
That they're apparently showing it nowadays. that's about all I know.
People getting
wait, so it's done and completed and I can go see it in the theater?
It's called Hit and Run.
Hit and Run?
Yeah, they're doing test screenings.
So is it like I Know What You Did Last Summer? They hit and run, and then that person...
They force people to watch Without a Paddle, and then they get out of there because it's so bad.
Without a Paddle came out when I was working at the video store, and when I saw literally everything that came out, just so I could, with all my knowledge, tell people not to watch it. And I saw Without a Paddle, it was awful. Burt Reynolds' cameo couldn't save that film.
Burt didn't look like he wanted to be there at...
Well, oh, wait. Burt doesn't look like he wanted to be anywhere.
Hit and Run is an action comedy romance, not a horror film. Sorry.
You told us it was a horror movie.
That changes it drastically.
So now it's not a Know What You Did Last Summer. So it's the chase.
Is it the video game?
So he accidentally hits a lady and then they fall in love.
Despite the similar premise and the title of the film, it is not an adaptation nor based on Sega's OutRun video game series, in case you're wondering.
Damn it.
I wonder if anyone ever wondered that. Except
Alex
for the guy
was,
who wrote
I just,
it.
Alex
was just
I did
question.
Just now!
Which is the problem, because the potential market for that movie is not people who would make that assumption.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I got an email about offering screener passes to The Dictator.
Oh, really?
Me too.
I want
Screening Exchange?
To do with it. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that movie's a romantic comedy?
The Dictator?
Yeah.
Well, the thing is, the first three previews of The Dictator just made it seem like it's joking about him being a dictator.
No.
But now it seems that like they kind of like Arthur him, like someone like
really?
Shaves his beard off and throws him into America, and no one knows who he is.
And he gets a job at a deli, and he meets a girl that he likes.
Really?
And
it's coming to America.
Yeah.
In some respects.
No, fuck that.
No, wait, what? Really?
Coming America did it better.
Well, yeah, of course it did. That's what Eddie Murphy was, you know, not ridiculously retarded.
Yeah.
But that movie sure looks.
I didn't even know that. I have not seen the new trailers for it. Where that is
I haven't watched anything for it. I just think it's stupid.
What
I think he's stupid.
Kardashian.
Oh yeah, but yeah, that was.
No, you're much less hairy. Topical.
Thank you for that, Pete.
No problem.
So let's. You guys feeling good about this one? You want to take it out? Take it home strong right now. Yeah.
You got any last
take it home, bury it.
Housekeeping.
In
the yeah.
Let's wall this one up.
Let's wall this one up. So, you can check us out on moviemoviepodcast.com. Pete's been writing a lot about that recently.
Or on Twitter, Russ, yeah. At Movie Movie PC.
Yeah, at Movie Movie PC.
You didn't, what?
Yeah, we're the website's got pretty much gonna be having an article a day. Stick around for Fridays for Fake Movie Friday, mm-hmm. which if you gotta get on there. We did some really fun fake movies on Friday.
That was good.
And podcasts every Sunday. Join us next week for
Avengers.
Ooh,
you guys excited?
My boner is already ready.
So you think it's gonna be better than the Raven?
No.
Shut up.
No.
I'll see you guys next week.
Emily.
Oh my god, it's been a year for Will and Kate.
Really?
Yeah.
What are we doing for their anniversary?
I hate that you said that. I hate the way you read it.
I know.
Thank what god I recorded that.
Really?
Hell yeah.
Don't put that at the end of it.
It's going straight in.
That'll be the... If I remember, that'll be the end of it.